Hi, it's Mr. Botway here from Tiverton School, head teacher here. Just trying to give some words of advice to parents and families about how to cope with the current lockdown. The first piece of advice I would give is be truthful to your children. They will be aware from the news and the internet of various stories about coronavirus. I think it's really important to sit down and listen to your children's fears, but also speak truthfully to them about the situation in an age-appropriate manner. I think having conversations based on reliable websites and news outlets such as the BBC is a good place to start. But also, it's critical to allay fears and to give children a sense of control. And one of the things that they can control is personal hygiene. So making sure that they're getting those messages about regularly washing their hands, I think, can be really important. These are very difficult times that we live in, but giving youngsters that sense of control, but also understanding of that situation, I think, is important. The second thing that I would advise is trying to maintain a routine. I think that's important. It doesn't need to be absolutely strictly enforced, but routines are a really good way for people to get a sense of a beginning, middle, and end point. So maintain a routine about when to wake up, when a shower will be taken, when to get dressed, routines around looking after the room, routines about when work is going to be done and when there'll be social time and when there'll be screen time and when we're going to sit down and eat collectively as a family. I think all of those things are quite important and help just to maintain a routine and a structure. The third piece of advice is I would suggest, where possible, keeping moving. So having an element or part of the day where there is some form of physical exercise. I know a lot of people have got involved in the Joe Wicks YouTube PE lessons that take place on weekdays at 9 o'clock. I think they're quite good. But also, there can be an opportunity to be creative in terms of exercise ideas. It could be an obstacle course in the back garden, or it could be something using the furniture. It could be small micro exercises, such as jumping jacks, running up the stairs, or playing some basketball or football in the back garden or front garden. Anything to keep things, keep people physically active, I think, is important. The other piece of advice is to get things done. I think the feeling of accomplishment during an isolation period will actually be really quite important for children and parents. And that will relate to things such as working from home, school homework, setting your sights on some of the long avoided chores such as repairs or various other tasks. So I think getting things done can be quite important. Some people have been suggesting keeping a corona journal so that people can document their experience. I think things like that can be quite useful. So perhaps documenting the days and any activities that have been done, I think, can be really good. Next piece of advice I'd give is to give each other space. Easier said than done, depending on your home circumstances. But I think, particularly if you've got a teenager, having an opportunity where youngsters and parents have an opportunity to have some alone time can be quite important, but also within the boundaries of saying, look, this is a time where you're going to have access to screens, or this is the time when you're going to be on social media, but making sure that there are those barriers and those boundaries so that people can have alone time, I think, are quite important. And it can also be good for reinforcing and making more powerful the family rituals, so making sure that there is a proper time where everybody sits down and has a family meal, and perhaps youngsters might be involved in developing a new recipe for a meal. Another piece of advice is to stay in touch. So what I've been advising our youngsters to do and parents to do is to go through their phone books and just make sure that they're connecting with all of the people that they care about. It could be a short message, it could be a brief light, but anything that just demonstrates that you're thinking about that other person, I think can be important. Also, just learning from experience. We're not all going to get this right. This is an absolutely unprecedented time. So I think having that point in the week where you reflect on how the previous day or the previous week has gone and thinking about how we might do the next week or the next day better is not a bad thing. But I think crucially, we shouldn't be beating ourselves up about this. This is a highly unusual and exceptional circumstance, you know, but there are things that we can do to turn this into potentially an opportunity for us to reconnect and have some really strong and positive family time.